here's a story from The World.
If you took a flight this summer, there's a decent chance you've got a travel nightmare story or two to share, and it may be about lost luggage. Last summer saw a huge spike in misplaced bags. In Spain alone, some 20,000 suitcases are still sitting in airport warehouses. But a nonprofit there has found a way to give the unclaimed bags and their contents another life. Reporter Jerry Haddon explains from El Prat near Barcelona.
On a recent morning, a luggage handler wheels a dolly teetering with suitcases down a crowded hall. He's not headed for the airport baggage carousels. In fact, we're about 2 miles from Barcelona's airport, in a shopping mall. The handler stops at a small store called Envera. Manager Jonathan Romero signs for the bags, bags long unclaimed by their owners.
Es un espacio donde recibimos todos aquellos objetos.
This is a space where we take in all the lost objects found in airports and on airplanes, he says, noting the new inventory in his ledger. Anything that gets lost and is not claimed, he says, we take and open and sort, sterilize, price, then sell.
Todo aquel producto que es nuevo o seminuevo.
Anything we find that's new or nearly new, he says, we donate secondhand clothes. Then there's other stuff, he says, giving me a tour. There are scuba suits and gear, he says, ski boots, curling irons, and hair dryers. Perusing these shelves feels a bit like rummaging through someone else's private stuff, because that's pretty much what you're doing. There are shelves of other people's sunglasses, their cheap souvenirs and fridge magnets, their flip-flops, hats, books, bikinis. Envera's a nonprofit. Proceeds here create jobs for people with mental and physical challenges, like saleswoman Manoli Martin. She has a badly herniated disc and had to give up mainstream work. We're going to open one of the newly arrived suitcases, she says with a smile. Let's see what surprises we find inside. Martin unzips the little carry-on imprinted with a Big Ben photo on the outside. On the inside, it's packed. Martin pulls out a fake plastic license plate from Granada, a souvenir bowl from Thailand, one of those stretchy rubber exercise bands, stuff she says that she'll sell quickly and for cheap. The mint-conditioned suitcase itself, $15. But this week's oddest item, Martin says, walking about the store, is this self-massaging mat. She opens the box. It's basically a yoga mat covered in tiny, blunted nails. You lie on it, and somehow that's supposed to be pleasant. Envera is tiny, but we're right across the aisle from a giant Carrefour supermarket. As customers pay for food, they're looking right at us. Ana Treciera and her husband pop over. She rummages through Envera's kids section while he waits by the grocery cart. I was just looking for toys and other things, Treciera says. Today I'm buying this wooden choo-choo train for our 2-year-old. The price, 2 euros. Most everything here is marked down at least 70%. We bought lots of stuff here, Treciera says. Shoes, toys, a bit of everything. She says, I think we pick up something every time we come grocery shopping. Treciera pays for the train. Somewhere there might just be another toddler who had a good cry when that same choo-choo went into a plane and never came out. But one kid's loss is another's gain.
Economía circular. Se pierde, nosotros lo reaprovechamos.
It's a circular system, manager Romero says. We give second life to these items so that we don't need to keep manufacturing more. But make no mistake, Romero says, this is not a secondhand store.
Porque al final tú vas a una tienda de segunda mano y es lo que hay
en la secondhand store. You buy stuff people didn't want. Here, he says, we sell things that people did want but lost. There's a huge difference. There may be an element of tragedy to it all, but Romero says the lost belongings are of the highest quality and the proceeds for a good cause. Every once in a while, Envera workers open a suitcase and find some kind of ID. In those cases, they contact the owner. Once, says Romero, it was a pretty famous guy. The first clue was a trophy inside the suitcase, the Golden Cleat, pro indoor soccer's highest award.
Ricardinho, si no recuerdo mal, la bota de oro.
I think the owner's name was Ricardinho, he says. It was his trophy, which he'd clearly lost, but we found. Ricardinho is considered the best pro indoor soccer player in history. He came down to Envera to get his golden cleat back. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, El Prat, Spain.